Chicago's a home to many historic structural landmarks, and of course, anyone who's driven down the Kennedy from uptown to downtown knows the Morton Salt Building, whose roof famously displays a massive illustration of the iconic Morton Salt Girl with her umbrella. That building has sat unused for many years, but that ended this summer with the Salt Shed, created by 16 On Center, the team behind The Empty Bottle, Evanston Space, Beauty Bar, and many others. And the Salt Shed is a new performance venue, multi-purpose space, with over an acre and a half of both outdoor and indoor grounds along the riverfront. And to talk about that, Chicago's historic complex is Bruce Frinkelman. He is the managing partner at 16 On Center, and he joins us now. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Good. You did such a good job explaining it. What do you need me for?
We're done. We're done. You know, it's all about that classic rooftop and that iconic Morton Salt logo. And you grew up here, and you remember even as a kid driving past this iconic place, right?
Yeah, both Craig and I, my partner Craig, we're both lifelong, we grew up here, we're born here. And, you know, that sign was something I remember fondly in the back seat of my parents' car as you would go downtown. You know, that was that turn. You'd see that sign, you're like, I guess we're going downtown. And
right.
I mean,
right.
It's something that as we've grown up, you know, going from Longman and Eagle to The Empty Bottle or to Dussex and Pilsen, it's something that we pass by, and, you know, that's how the conversations continued.
Yeah, I was going to say the Elston Avenue operation started in the late 1920s, and more recently the site was packaging and storing commercial de-icing salt on site, because I remember the side of the building blew open at one point. There was salt everywhere, if you remember.
Sure did. It de-iced all the McGrath Auto.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it stopped operating really in 2015, and plans were pending for some time. So how did this idea to transform this site come together?
Well, once again, I mean, it's Craig and I have been driving past that place, and the conversations just started as, you know, continually, like, what's in that place? I wonder what's in there. I wonder if we can get in there, too. Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to be able to have a show there, too? I wonder if we could do a whole bunch of shows.
Yeah.
So I think that's really how the ideation of that space came to be. And, you know, from Thalia Hall being, you know, this landmark property to our property at where Revival Food Hall, this is something that we really enjoy from an architectural standpoint, and something that we like to hang our hats on from a mission statement for all of our properties.
Let me ask you, when you first walked in the building for the very, very first time to see what was inside, what was your impression? What did you see at that time?
I mean, it was amazing. You know, when we walked in the first time, both east and west shed are up. The east shed we did have to take down because of damage, and now that becomes our fairground for these summer shows. But we walked in, we still saw salt there. We still saw, you know, the way that they had that operation set up, where the salt was conveyed up from Goose Island from the barges into the salt shed, and it would go into the package house, and then to your local neighborhood Home Depot for you to throw on your road so you could get out in the middle of dead of winter.
That's very, very cool. So the summer is all outdoor performances, and you've got the list at saltshedchicago.com of everyone who's coming up. Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine, August 12th. Later in September, you've got Death Cab for Cutie on September 24th, but you got a lot planned in there. What else are you going to do with the property? What's going to happen to the building? Because I know 2023 is when you'll be able to, you know, go inside that building and attend some concerts in there.
Right. 2023 is really when we start opening up the inside. But after the last 2 years and how horrible it's been for the music community, and Chicago has one of the best music communities in the country, the idea was to have some sort of a party and welcome everybody to the space and have people on the fairground, which is what it'll be. You know,
yeah.
Everybody loves a fair, right? And
yeah.
The idea of walking into this space and, you know, you have vendors of local shops throughout Chicago. You have some great food options. You have some great adult beverage options, of course,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to really kind of exist in this outdoor playground, which is really something for the Chicago community. So come the winter time next year, you'll see the indoor shed, you'll see all the real retail from the vendors that'll be on the first floor of the site, and you'll also see a great brewery that'll be coming.
Oh.
We have a really great announcement coming in September.
That's very cool. That is very cool. I love this is on the Chicago River. I mean, you know, the riverfront, you know, we got the Riverwalk downtown, but the riverfront throughout the city is kind of underutilized, you know, because you're right. It was used for freight and
right.
bringing things around, but so glad that's happening over there.
Right, and to be able to let people see the beautiful Chicago skyline and the lakefront and be able to be on the lakefront, it really is wonderful. And the idea that we're opening it up for our Chicago community is something that's really exciting to us.
Yeah, one of the opening events you did there, you donated some of the ticket prices to a homeless nonprofit, didn't you?
Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. They're one of our benefactors that we have throughout our properties, and it's something that we feel very strongly for. So to be able to get some awareness for them is something that was really great for us.
Talk about some of the other properties around town. You're not new at this. This isn't your first rodeo. So what? Tell us what else you guys do.
Well, we have the Empty Bottle, which has been open since 1992 and is arguably one of the best clubs in the country. We have Thalia Hall and Dusex, a tavern down in Pilsen. We have Longman and Eagle in Logan Square. We, of course, have Space and Space up in Evanston, who is doing their out-of-space program today. We have the Promontory downtown in Hyde Park, and we have Revival Food Hall, and from here on in the new old post office. New old post office. I like how I said
that. Yeah. I like that. What are you doing in there?
We're doing a food hall in there on the first floor their landmark, their iconic lobby, which is unbelievable.
That's very, very, very cool. So back to the salt shed a little bit. You know, I know you guys put up a logo. The logo came down and went back up again. I'm assuming you painted it on the building this time.
Well, you know what was great about that? So we wanted to put the sign up as soon as we started work on the place. And it was so cold out that the only way that we could get it is by using vinyl.
Right.
And the vinyl lasted for probably about 2 weeks. And the thing that was really incredible for us is we started hearing people right from the get-go, complaining about, oh, if you guys, this is how you're going to do everything. But what it really did for us is it was really amazing to see all the eyes that were actually paying attention to what was going on there. So the girl in blue is up permanently. The Morton Salt sign has been almost completed. But it's there to stay.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And I know Preservation Chicago, who is, you know, staunch advocates about, you know, protecting so many of our landmarks. They're really, really thrilled with what you're doing with the place.
Oh, yeah. And we've been able to keep the skeleton for the east shed is now the proscenium for the outdoor stage. So there's a whole bunch of things that we've been able to keep. And, you know, the ethos of our interior design has always been to let the property shine through, because it's a heck of a lot better as far as interior design than anything we can come up with.
Yeah, the structure inside. When I saw the roof originally off and saw the structure, I was excited. How many people pass that every single day? And to know there's something really great happening there is so important. And
well, you got to come down for a concert.
I'd love to do that. I would love to do this. And you know, if you folks want to figure out when you can get down there and who they've got performing down there in August through September, visit saltshedchicago.com. Bruce, thanks for hanging out with us and sharing this all with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the interest.